Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, the Golden Oracle Channel's answers to your questions. Ada Marie is a seer, conscious medium, and healer. She grew up in a farm in Montana and was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine by her grandmothers. She uses her natural gifts, the secret knowledge handed down through generations, and her own life experiences as a survivor in all of her work as life coach and counselor. And now we welcome Ada, and she, I believe, is coming out of meditation and all ready to answer questions.
I am out of meditation, and I am ready, so I'm happy to hear you.
Anything special you'd like to say before we begin with the questions?
Well, I want to say that I'm feeling very good today, and I'm sitting in the window looking at the quail as they nibble in the yard. And that's very, very, after being in meditation, that's a very wonderful sight, you know. It's peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
They're just out there scraping around and picking up whatever. How fun!
Now you're in your spa there where the Golden Oracle where you do this the 3-day
where I have
spa
the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually in the main house, the retreat house. If they go on the line, they will see the retreat house. It's across the way. It's a 2-bedroom house. And mm-hmm. I'm in the big house that's built of brick. So you have to, you know, it doesn't have air conditioning. It just has brick. So if you open
mm-hmm.
up the doors and windows at night, it gets cold, and then you close them up before dawn, and it stays cool all day. How wonderful is that?
That's
using
fantastic.
Mother Nature.
That's for sure.
So.
Well, I'm sure that that you've had many miracles in those three day spa retreats.
Everybody who has ever come for a 3-day retreat, honey, has come back, and the first thing they say, "Do we have to leave today?" Yes, you have to leave today because somebody else is coming tonight. when can we come back? So I bring them in and I say, "Okay, what month do you want to come back?" And then we go through the appointment book and see if we can book them in that period of time. And they all come back saying how good their health is, how happy they are, their relationships have changed, people are treating them better. You know, they have lots of wonderful things to say about what they learned and what happened to them here. So I'm happy about that. One time a lady came back and she said, "I just don't know how to deal with all the people. They just keep talking and talking to me. They never talked to me before." I said, "Probably because you never opened your mouth." You know,
yeah.
You have to
yeah.
talk
yeah.
to people.
Well,
and a lot
well,
of people are shy.
Yes, it looks like our listeners are not
yeah.
shy. Shall we go to the first questioner?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hello
there.
This is Mike.
Hi, Michael. What would you like to ask Ada Marie?
Well, Ada Marie, I appreciate the time. My question today is, I'm working on a couple projects. And
right.
That'll eventually be careers and so forth. And I've got this. I mean, I'm waiting tables part time, and it's kind of frustrating. I just kind of wanted to get some insight of do you see a switch changing for the
September.
For a job that pays the bills?
September.
Okay.
While you were talking, in your org field. Was you in a different, totally position, actually dressed up quite neatly, and you were laughing, but it was working in a very fine, kind of like a It's a restaurant, but it's more up. It's way upscale. It's from somebody you know. You will know this person, and you will enjoy it. And it's not really your main order of work, but it pays very good, and the tips are great.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Because
Go ahead.
Ultimately, I want to be out of the restaurant business. Unless
I'm
owning
it. My guides say keep your ears and open and your eyes peeled, because you're going to learn so much about human nature and about how to deal with people and what they want while you're in this job. So think of it as on-the-job training.
Yeah, no, I understand it, but 20 years in and out of the business is getting old. It's a nice fallback, but it's getting old.
Yeah, it can do that,
okay.
Right. But you're going to be
Thank
you. And good luck, Michael, and we're looking forward to hearing some good reports from you. I'm moving on now.
Who is the next person?
Well, let's just see. Hello? Hello? Okay. My goodness, I think I lost somebody. Did I lose somebody? Hello?
Christine.
Here you are. Oh, Christine, good. I thought I'd lost you. Okay. What would you like to ask Ada Marie?
I actually have a similar question. I was just wondering if she could pick up anything in terms of my career. My next
job.
What
is your career?
My career is in the environmental field.
Oh, okay. And are you asking for a position or are you asking for a project?
Well, I'm just asking if you can see what kind of job I should be looking for my as my next position. Because I applied to some things already, but I haven't really heard back. Nothing has become, you know, definite, so I'm just wondering.
Well, you're talking about some environmental project. Is that the work you want to do?
Yes.
And as I'm looking at you, I'm seeing you working in a office with a group, like there's four people, but you and three others working. Is that correct?
I currently don't have a job. So I'm
I know, but that's a job I see you working in.
Okay.
And I believe, I don't know if you've put in applications or not, but what I am seeing is that somebody who knows you refers you, and that's your job. You get the job.
Okay.
And I can't tell you who that is because I don't get names. But it's very comfortable, and you'll do fine.
Okay, wonderful.
So you just need, I'm sure you know this person, and they will mention something to you.
Okay. I hope so. Thank you.
It will be soon, so be ready. Be ready. Be
okay.
Aware and be ready. Okay.
Wonderful. I'm looking. I hope so. I want to get something.
No,
cool.
You have to know so. You have to know it.
Right. Absolutely.
Hold the knowing.
Right.
Okay.
And just continue thinking of yourself as the absolute best person for the job.
Right. Right.
That's something that you need to work on a little bit. Ada Marie talks about looking in the mirror. Well, look in the mirror and think of yourself as, boy, are they going to be lucky to have me.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who's next?
Looking here. Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Teresa.
Okay. Happy to talk with you. What's going on? What do you have? What questions do you have?
Okay, so I plan on applying for grad school in September. I mean, actually in August. And one of my guides stating in regards to applying for a full-time, to go to school full-time, or should I go part-time?
Full.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
I'm getting the answer full.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
Right, right.
Oh, okay, and you think, what are my guides saying? Will I have a good chance of getting in school this will I have a chance of actually being accepted to the program for the 2018 year?
Right, correct.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's my goal right now. I'm currently just focusing on myself and hopefully just keeping my fingers crossed to get into school.
To know. Have the knowing that you're going to be there.
Hold the knowing. Okay,
and you'll do fine. You'll do very well.
Thank you. And you know what? See, if I go to school full-time, I have the opportunity to graduate in 1 year.
Wonderful.
All right. So it's a two-year program, but majority of the students graduate within 1 year. All right. Okay, well, thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Good luck. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Hello. Do you have somebody there?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Ah, there. I heard you breathing. Okay. Who are we talking with? Hello.
I don't hear it.
Hello. I'm sorry. You just talked to me. I'm listening to the show now.
Oh, okay. Good enough. Okay.
Who's next?
Hello.
Hey, hello. How you doing? My name is Tim. Hello. Yes. How you doing? My name is Tim. How you doing today?
Nice to hear from you, Tim. What would you like to ask?
I wanted to ask, I'm trying to change things, job, financially, career-wise. Not sure where I'm going, so I've just been doing some praying to my guides and some light little meditation, setting some intentions every night before I go to sleep, trying to get some direction and inspiration from the other side. I was just wondering if you saw anything changing job-wise, career-wise, financially, any changes on the horizon?
There are changes on the horizon. And you're going to have, three choices. So be very specific about looking into those choices to see which is the best of the three on a long-term basis.
Okay.
You probably have signed up or interviewed or something. But of the three, one of them is a very good position, and it's a long-term position.
Okay. Well, I haven't interviewed yet, so I'll be waiting patiently.
I'm sure it will happen before the month is out.
Gotcha.
It's right with you. It's with you at this time. You just haven't connected yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I will try
be aware, okay? Just be aware,
okay.
And you'll see it, okay?
Thank you very much. You got it.
You're welcome. And I know it's standing right beside you, so you're not very far from it. You just have not really looked at it yet.
Okay. Okay, right beside me. I just haven't looked. Okay.
So you just be, and keep your ears open and pay attention to this because it's right there. You're good at it. You're good to go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Great. And I think maybe it's time to tell people how to get in touch with you.
Yes. I'm in Arizona, on Arizona time, and my phone number is 520 1-800-896-9510. And my email is Ada Marie, M-A-R-I-E, at thegoldenoracle.com. Oracle is O-R-A-C-L-E. And a number of people last week went on to PayPal and paid for their counseling, which is $100. But if you've called from the show, you get a free 15 minutes. So if you've called from the show and you're paying on PayPal, you only pay $75. So I hope that everybody understands that. If they pay the $100, I will give them an extra 15 minutes instead of just 45. So it's a little confused me a little, but I finally got it straightened out. And I need to tell you that you can pay online, and if you're calling from the show, it's your call. You got the free 15 minutes from the show, so you only pay for the other 45, which is $75.
And, okay. And do they pay directly to your website or to your email account on PayPal?
I don't know how they do it. Tell you the truth,
okay.
I just know that they called me up and told me they did it, and really, I don't know how it's done. I've been so busy on the phones, I haven't even had time to go in and look at the computer. So if you send me a message on the computer, you have to wait until Monday, and the girl comes on Monday that works on the computer, and she's here Thursday and Friday. So she's not here on Wednesday. And I don't take calls on Wednesday until 2 in the afternoon. So that's why she doesn't come.
So what you want to do is just remind them that you did listen on the show.
Yeah.
So that would be great. Yeah.
If they say they're calling from the show, then they get that benefit from calling from the show. And I'm happy for that. And I usually send them one of my booklets that I wrote. Miracles in Your Fingertips is the name of the book. And I send that out to the people. If they give me their address, I send it to them.
That's
a second little gift. Anyway, that's what happened.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Now, when people call in, do you give them a sample of a free 15 minutes the first time they call?
Well, it depends on, because I have people booked, so I give them an appointment where they can call back. Today, just before I came on the line today, there was four calls, and I gave them an appointment to call me back later. Because I'm doing the show. So they can call later, and then if it's only two or three questions and I can do it really quick, I do it then. If not, we book another appointment where they have more time. They may want more time. Some people want more time.
Excellent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. But they're very nice.
Yeah, that's great. It's very generous of you to give a free first 10 minute reading.
And really, if I was calling somebody and doing the calling, I would want to know a little bit about the person myself before I started asking questions. And that's why I have this 15 minutes to get acquainted, and maybe I can't help them. And if I can't help them, I tell them I can't help them. And if I can, I do. But sometimes there are circumstances that prevent me from being able to work with the person. And they're etheric things. They're not things in the house. They're things that come and I receive a message that, no, I can't help this person. And when I get that, I tell them, I say, listen, I cannot help you. I'm sorry that I'm not able to do that, but maybe at a later date I can. So, and unfortunately, I don't have anybody to refer them to either. So they can wait a while. Maybe later, when their energy pattern changes, I can be of help. But when I can't, mm-hmm. I tell them right away, right away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. I think all of us have run into somebody. You go to a psychic or a spiritual leader of some sort, and you begin to feel like, I don't know, maybe they're just making this up, you know. But when you know for sure that you've got someone who will tell you honestly when you don't have an answer, that's something that you can depend upon. So obviously you could call back another time and maybe the energy is right and you get an answer. Who knows?
Sometimes one lady called, and I the minute she came on the line, she was very emotional, and I got a direct hit. And I said, I cannot help you. I cannot help you. You need to relax and rest and think about the question. Don't just rattle. Think about it. And when you feel that you are comfortable with your question, then maybe I can help you. Well, she waited about 2 months. And then one day she called back. And her answer to me was, you know, you're the first honest person I ever talked to. But she sat down and started to look at herself. And I told her, I said, get a pencil and paper and write down everything you know about yourself. And then you can come out with the answer that you need to fix things in your life. And 3 months later, when she called me, she was very happy because she'd really made an effort and she did a good job. So,
that is important that we all struggle with, you know, that so many people today just want to be fixed, and you have
attention.
To realize
letting yourself get sick means you want attention. That's what it is. And people say, I'm depressed. They're depressed because they're thinking about themselves, not anybody else.
Well, that's...
they want attention.
That's an interesting thought. But, you know, so many times today, you know, the doctors have kind of trained us to, and they will look at you, they will pat you on the shoulder and say, don't worry, I'll fix you right up. So I know. So some people want a spiritual person to do the same thing, and that doesn't work. It's a partnership, don't you think?
I think that you have to do it for yourself. And when people call for assistance, give them the truth. If you give them the truth, they can work with that truth and change their life. And it's very, very easy. It's hard to do, but once you have the three steps to change it, believe me, effort and continued effort will bring you out of the woods, and you will be a very competent, happy, healthy person. But
what do you mean by the three steps, Ada Marie?
The three steps in knowing yourself. And most people don't even know themselves, let alone anybody else. So when I work with somebody, that's where we start. And usually within 3 to 4 months, they're off and running because I'm very particular about telling them, you need this first, do this, this, and this. Call me back. We'll go over your sheet. And
okay,
I work with them.
So what is the first step?
Well, The first step is to write down everything you know about yourself. But I charge $100 an hour to work with somebody. And usually, before they have spent $600, they're off and in a good place in their life. So it's worth it to them to do the homework I give them and come back with it to me and fix what they did or what they're doing that doesn't give them success.
Mm-hmm. And there so are then many, what is the second step?
We're not going there. That they have to call.
Uh-oh.
We're not going to go
Uh-oh.
There.
Because you're not going to tell us the second and third
no.
steps?
No,
for that,
I'm not,
you got to pay $100. Okay.
No, no. Listen, I'm not going to tell you the second and third step because everybody is different, so the steps are different for everybody. The first
uh-huh.
step is what we do, and I can tell you it's getting to know who they are, who they really are. Then the second step has a whole different thing goes on. The second and third step, that's totally different because once
so
we know.
So in other words, you can't go to step two until you know the no number one.
You
got to
do
step
one. You can't do
okay.
step two until step one is completed, and sometimes it takes several months to complete it. You just have to keep at it and at it and at it. And you have to learn to be you have to learn to be good to yourself. That's
and to be honest with yourself.
Honest and
to
good.
Be honest with yourself.
Be honest with yourself and be good with yourself. Treat
mm-hmm.
yourself in the third person like you would treat your best friend. When you become your best friend, the rest of it isn't difficult. It's time consuming but not difficult.
Very good.
Don't you see
so
what
in
I'm
other
saying?
Words, in other words, you're saying this is not a cut and dried
no.
system. It's
different
from everybody. Every single person is different, right?
Right. And when they come here for a retreat, they are worked with on their grounds, not somebody else's grounds or some psychiatrist's grounds. They work on their own ground. They say, well, what do we do? It's beautiful here. I have a beautiful guest house, and people who have nurses or have to have help with them, it's a two-bedroom, so if there's a wheelchair involved and a person that comes with them, there's a place for the person to stay, too. They stay right with them. They don't leave them. But
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, everybody, every single person has to take responsibility for their thinking. That means they have to change those thoughts into a positive action. And 90% of them, as you know, talk about their misery as if it's a wonderful thing. I mean, they give too much power to it. So
yes, and every
you
time you talk
come,
about the misery, you dig the rut deeper, don't you?
Yeah. I'm tough. But everybody that I've worked with over the years are still friends, and they still call, and they stay, they call for, you know, I'm doing this and this
mm-hmm.
and this, and I don't have a good feeling. What am I supposed to do? And I kind of smile to them, and I say, well, don't do it. If it don't
mm-hmm.
fit, if there's something there that you don't feel good with, stop.
Why keep doing something that
don't
doesn't
do
work, huh?
That don't
mm-hmm.
take a rocket scientist to figure that out.
Except you know something, it's really hard because a lot of times people think of it as part of their identity, not like something that they're doing.
Well, then we find the problem in the identity and fix it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That sounds...
I
like something that might
lady,
take a little time. One or two phone calls instead of just being fixed at the first 15 minutes, huh?
You can't do that. Life is too... you can't do that. You can make big inroads if the people are willing to try. You can make big inroads, but I say to them, you know, I'll give you this time, and then it's an hour, So we're going to, if you really want to make a difference in your life and your world around you, we'll, at the end of the hour, you can tell me if anything has come up that you feel that will make your life better. And usually they go on for another hour talking. But that's what has to happen. They have to have time to think. And I tell them, get a pencil and paper. Note, make notes to yourself. And
that's
they
good.
Usually do. If they're really sincere, they'll do that. And, you know, that's the way it is. But that original call is what either turns them around or they just give up and stay like they are.
So that they at least get a foot on the path in that
they
in
got
that
their
first
feet
call.
On the path. They get on that first call, that first hour, they've got their feet on the ground. All the nonsense, all the disappointment, all the selfishness, they're experiences. What did I learn from this? You know, I fell down the hill. I fell on the hill, stumbled on the gravel, rolled to the bottom of the hill, and hit a piece of metal that was made into a flower. Well, what did I learn from that? Obviously, I wasn't sure-footed, but I had on Oxfords, and the gravel was loose. So when I stepped just right on the gravel, guess what I did? I fell, right? Rolled down the hill. That must have looked funny to all the people. I was
That'll
a little
teach you to
scared.
Wear sneakers.
I wore no. I had on regular shoes.
Yeah.
But the shoes slid with the gravel. It was a very fine gravel that they put in the driveway, and it went out from under me. My right foot went out from under me, and I must have looked funny because everybody was laughing their head off, and I rolled down into this metal flower that was at the bottom of the hill. And
now we have a couple of other people that are wanting to ask a question.
Yeah,
so
shall I
check in with them? Okay,
yeah.
Hold on. Hello?
Hi there.
Hello?
This is Susan. Hi.
Hi, Susan. What would you like to ask Maida Marie?
I'd like to know, we're trying to sell my father's house in Florida, and we have someone who's kind of delaying things, a buyer. So I want to know if this buyer is going to come through. It would have to be next week maybe, or a different buyer will come through.
A different buyer will come. A buyer who is ready to buy.
Okay.
Because this one doesn't quite have the money.
Yeah, seems like something's going wrong. Like,
but he will get a buyer.
Do you think it'll be soon?
Yes. Ooh,
yeah.
That came fast. Sometimes when things come so fast, it startles me.
Yeah, that does happen, doesn't it?
Yes.
Interesting. A lot of times
Can
I get chilled when
different
I get a,
question?
When I get a right answer. So,
Pardon?
Susan, pay attention to you. If you get chills, you know you got a right answer.
Right.
Oh, really?
If you get chills or if you get real warm and fuzzy.
Mhm. Wow, that's because sometimes I do get chills that go right through my whole being.
Mhm. That's the answer.
Oh, that spirit trying to tell you you're on target.
Excellent. I love that feeling.
Both Maida Marie and I, we both work to help people to pay more attention to what's going on and to be more aware of themselves too. Right, Maida
Right.
Marie?
Right.
A lot of times something happens but people have no idea what it is. You know, like, you know, the vibrations that tingle through me. And
well, the vibration is usually a good feeling or a bad feeling. If it's a
really
good feeling, then yeah. it's a good thing. If the vibration is kind of not so great, I would back off and
yeah.
quit.
Now, you know, if you're having good strong
good vibrations,
you probably need to work with someone who can help you to tune in better to your spiritual guidance, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, give me a call and I'll explain step 2, 3, and 4.
Now,
how do
would
I call
you like
you?
To give
pardon?
your telephone number? She just asked how to call you.
Oh me,
five,
you want my phone number?
5.
No, you to call Ada
Marie. Hold on, give me 1 second. I'm grabbing a pencil here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 520.
896.
896.
9510.
Can I ask you a different question?
Yes.
my daughter and granddaughter, we are kind of requesting more visitation days because right now she has two. Do you see one or two or more coming?
She has two visitations to see her daughter?
Yeah, one. So it's 2 days, one overnight.
Where is her daughter?
Next door with her father.
Oh, I see.
But
they're not getting along, I understand.
No. So, you know, she knew she could go back for additional days, and that's what she's doing. Plus the baby
mm-hmm.
is not happy with the father. She wants to be with mother.
Yeah. Do they have a caseworker?
Yeah, but it's not going right because the baby won't talk. She's too scared.
How old is she?
3 and a half.
Whoa. Hmm.
So it's a challenge, but we're looking into, you know, getting someone else.
Yes. You need a different caseworker.
Yeah.
The baby's afraid of the father.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She even says, you know, I'm too scared to talk. But they don't understand that yet, so. But we'll get there.
Yes, you will. The new caseworker will make a big difference.
Good.
So, when she talks to the child, she'll listen to the child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just getting her out of that fear mode. And even not having Daddy be the one that brings her to the appointment would make a big difference because that's the way it went before. And so, of course, she's not going to talk.
No, not at all. Somebody else needs to take her.
Mm-hmm. Anyone
what about
else?
What about the grandmother?
The other grandmother doesn't live in the state.
Oh, I see.
Mm-mm.
She would be
I was
much healthier.
I'm going to suggest that... that you ask that you suggest the caseworker would request to see the child alone without the father
they're
in the room.
They're supposed to do that.
Yeah, they're supposed to, but the baby said that he was in the room, and we didn't know if the baby was confused, like maybe he was sitting outside and he drove her there, or if he was actually in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You have to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the kid was
in one of the things I think you need to do is to tell her that the caseworker is on her side.
Okay.
And since she's so young, just say she studied real hard and learned important things so that she could help kids like
okay.
you. Okay.
Okay.
So that.
Okay.
In other words, just put it in that way.
He went
way
to school
and
learned that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she studied very hard, and she learned a lot of things about how to take care of kids like you. So she
okay.
will understand.
Okay.
Is that how's that sounding, Marie, to you?
Yeah, it sounds really good. Like she would feel good about that.
Good.
I'm writing
Marie,
it down.
Are you
so
still
I'm
with us?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I wasn't sure whether you were off in the spirit world or not.
No, I'm sitting here listening to you. You're answering all the questions. So I'm just sitting here.
Sorry. Okay.
So do you think she'll get one or two more days?
Maybe two.
Okay, good. That would make her so happy, the baby and the mom.
Yes, yes.
A lot of love there.
Pardon?
There's a lot of love there, you know, between So, wow, I really appreciate your help.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I believe we have someone else coming in that would like to talk. So has a question. So maybe we'd better move on, okay? And you stay on. And you know, a lot of times you get questions answered by other people's questions. So just hang in there with us, okay?
You guys are lovely. Thank you.
Okay.
Did you have another person?
I'm checking in with them now. Hello.
Yes. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your name?
My name is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi. I do have a question, and my question is pertaining to relationships with a guy that. Having a relationship with, and communication has been completely cut off, I would say, on his side. The number's been disconnected. It's been over about 30 days. He haven't tried to reach out to me. So just trying to see exactly what's going on with
the relationship is over.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me why and what happened?
I don't know, but it was something that came in somewhere probably about a month ago. Looks like, and he's unable to be able to have a relationship.
Hmm.
And I don't know why. He's had to just remove himself from all of his relationships. And he has several.
Oops.
So I don't know what he did or what happened or how it came about, but it was not a comfortable situation. And you probably haven't heard one word.
No, I haven't.
Yes. So I would close the door on this if I were you.
Okay.
Okay.
And move on? Is there
and
someone
move
else
on.
Coming?
The reason I'm telling you to do that is because I think the circumstances that he is in are not good, and it wouldn't be good for you to be involved. So just stop the relationship.
Okay. Do you see someone else coming my way?
Well, you have several people that really like you. And I'm finding it strange that you'd worry about somebody because there are a number of people who really think you're super. So I think just pay more attention to those people because they do come around.
Okay. Okay, will do.
Yes. Be a good thing.
Yes. All right, well, thank
Great.
You.
Okay.
Blessings. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else you would like to that you're coming through with Ada Marie?
Well, I don't know. How long is this show?
Let's see. It's sort of as long as people are here wanting to speak with you.
Oh.
Do we have anyone else who wants to speak with? Let's see. Hello? 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 Well, I have someone here, and there's a question up, and they don't seem to answer. So, okay, I think.
I see, I'm not sure if this is a half-hour show or an hour show.
No. It was an hour.
See, I didn't know what it was, so I was kind of surprised.
You must have meditated really strongly before you came in.
Well, because in meditation, I was being aware that the time was not correct. The time I had was incorrect, and I didn't have a time. I said, you know, I'm trying to remember, is this a half-hour show or an hour show? And I couldn't remember that.
Well, you know, in the spirit world, they don't have time. So you can't ask a spirit what time.
No, but there was going to be some way to know how long we were going to be on the air. So I was hoping that, you know, that I did things just right.
You've done it just fine, Ada Marie. It's just fine. Just,
okay.
So I just wanted to ask if there was anything else you would like to that if you're impressed to say anything before we kind of sign off.
Well, I do want to tell people that when this show is over, then my phone is not. It'll be empty. There won't be any unless somebody calls. And so if anybody is calling this afternoon, they can give me about 10 minutes to go to the bathroom and get a drink of water, and I can answer the phone. And, you know, so that'll be okay. I take calls between 7 in the morning and 7 at night. So it's okay if they call after the show. That's okay, mm-hmm. too. Because that's in the time space, and I'm here available. If I'm not going to mm-hmm. be here, I will have to tell you ahead of time that I won't be here in the afternoon after the show. But today I
right.
am. So let me
just make sure that everyone has had a chance to ask you a question.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was wondering, I was at a job and it was only for a day, and I want to know, it was like the 25th, I wanted to know, was Michelle the recruiter dishonest from the get-go, or was
oh,
it where
hang
she
on,
sent
what
me?
Is, first of all, what is your name? We need
Stacey.
To connect. Stacey.
Okay.
Stacey. No, go ahead and ask.
This gal, Michelle, sent me on a job, and it only lasted a day, and she said 2 weeks, and they had no record of me being there, the client she sent me to. So I was wondering, was she the one that was dishonest from the get-go, or was it the client? Because she's blaming it on the client, and the client is blaming it on her. So I was wondering, who's the one that's dishonest?
I have a feeling that it was the client.
Oh, it was the client. It wasn't her.
You're right.
I got the same thing, so you got two of us.
Oh, yeah. And, because, I mean, you know, I have been applying from that recruiter for other jobs, and they haven't sent me out. So that's why I didn't know. But,
well, maybe
they
haven't come up with anything that you're wanting to do yet.
I've applied, but with the jobs, like, you know, with the office, I mean, I'm going to try to, you know, waitress in the meantime because I can't find any work right now. I mean, do you see me waitressing for long, you know?
No.
Doing that just for the summer?
Well, you should have a position in the next 6 weeks.
Oh, okay. That's not too long, like a good position, but will I be okay waitressing? Will I get acclimated to it? I haven't done
honey,
it in years.
I can tell you right up front, it's very hard work, but if you smile and you keep that coffee cup full, you'll get good tips.
Oh, wow. And I could start right away. I applied to a few, so
yes.
I'm going to keep applying. You know, because
right.
my unemployment right now I'm not getting because, you know, it's on hold right now. So everything is just, you understand what
but
I'm saying.
I've been a waitress and I've run a business. And as long
oh,
as
wow.
you smile and say hi to everybody, and as long as you keep their coffee cup full or their iced tea glass, you're going to be liked and you're going to get tips. You'd be amazed what a full coffee cup can do for you.
Wow, because, like, you know, wow. No, that sounds great. There was, the other caller before you was asking about a guy. There's a guy I went to school with. His initials are TJ. He made a date, didn't follow through, called me 2 months later, and I didn't give him a second chance. Do you think I did the right thing? Or
it's totally
do you think
up
he's a player?
You.
Well, I kind of didn't give him a second chance. I just thought that he didn't like me enough. Did I? Do you think I was right?
You could have been right, because he would have called back again if you didn't. If he really wanted to go out with you, he would have called a second time again.
Yeah. No, he called me 2 months later.
Yeah, that was a little late.
Yeah, I just felt that. You know, maybe he likes somebody better. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I don't think he liked me enough. And he claimed that he thought I would have blown him off. So I think he's full of shit. You
well,
understand?
You might have in some manner or form that he would think that's what you did.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes you need to give the other guy a chance and find out really what happened.
You see me meeting anybody anytime soon?
You meet people every day. Do you ever see anybody that you're interested in?
No, I haven't because I'm not into a long-distance relationship. I got guys that call me from out of state, and that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody you could actually see and spend time with.
Right, right. So, you know, you want somebody local.
Exactly.
Well, you have to have that. You have to send out those vibes through your mental process. You want to meet somebody in the drugstore, somebody in the grocery store, somebody down at wherever you go that would be interesting to be with. And just put that in your head and visualize it until somebody shows up. They will show up, I tell you.
You think it's summer or later on?
Huh? Well, sometime within the next 6 weeks. Oh, that came fast.
Wow.
That
so
came
I guess
fast.
The same,
very good.
So I guess the same time the job's going to come.
Well,
okay.
Maybe before.
So hang on and keep listening because... we have someone else calling, and you can never tell. As you noticed, you know, when she was answering other people's questions, it kind of rang true. Happens
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just,
okay.
You
let's,
know,
let's
stressful
go on.
With the job thing. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 1 second, Doc.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
Well,
hi. I'm shocked. I just called you guys. Thank you for taking my call. I'm shocked. Thank you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Good.
What's your name?
Lisa.
And what's your question, Lisa?
Well, I just got done doing, I'm an independent contractor, I guess, just, so my goal is to bring in contracts, and I spent the whole morning working out in the field on a particular project that is specific to my work, and I talked to six different people, but I don't believe anything's going to come of any of that. And I just wonder if you saw me picking up any contracts then.
A contract for you?
Well, my work, I'm an independent contractor. And so what I do is I bring in contracts to my agency.
I see.
Yeah. So I'm in sales and marketing. And so I just wanted to was asking if you saw any energy there as far as contracts coming in from as a result of my efforts. I spent the whole morning working out in the field, and I talked to six different people. I don't know if you see anyone from that six coming in as a contract or anywhere else. I'm also doing a presentation on Tuesday. I'm really working. I'm working hard. And
right.
I'm just wondering if you see any contracts coming in as a result of my efforts.
Yes, and I know it's been slow, but it doesn't mean that by the end of the month it won't pick up.
Okay.
You know, sometimes things, there's a lull before the storm.
Okay.
And your contracts will come. You'll get an opportunity. It's just a matter of by the time you get the opportunity, if you have somebody to be able to work with. So if you're a contractor contracting, whatever you're contracting, you haven't said. You know, I used to contract for a man who laid tile. And he would call me, and I went about 3 weeks, and I didn't find anybody. And then I was doing this is ridiculous. I was doing a place where I was getting a facial.
Yeah.
And the lady started talking. And they needed the same thing. So when she got done, I gave her the number, and from that one person, I was able to bring in five other people.
Well, that's what I'm working to manifest. You know, I believe in manifestation and physical effort. And do you see anything coming from the six people I talked to today?
Yes.
Really?
Two of them.
Ooh la la.
Yes,
so,
and one thing
be
that
around
I,
by
that
the
I
phone,
picked up
you
that you started out by saying you didn't think anything was going to come of it. So hold the positive thought. That's what Ada Marie always says. Keep the positive thought.
Know that one of those people is really happy they found you. You have to know that.
Oh, my God. I've gotten chills. I'm getting chills.
Yeah. So there you go. And
oh, my heavens.
Because of that one thing will multiply just like little chickens.
Okay, because, you know, the last two people that I talked to were very young. There were two young ladies, and one of them, you know, they were both very friendly. We ended up chatting about a lot of different stuff, but you know, the one that said that she was kind of interested, she wasn't interested in taking any of my information down or any. She did take my business card, but she wasn't interested in anything else. And then, you know, I didn't pressure her, but, you know, then, you know, we had this meandering conversation about cooking and things like that. Do you think those are the two or one of the two?
Well, somebody they know is one of the two. Somebody knows them. One of the
oh.
two women knows somebody who
oh.
they'll send to you.
Oh, you're giving me chills.
That's,
oh, my gosh.
That's not them. It's who they know that will come to you.
Okay. Oh, lovely. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're making my tired feet feel not so tired.
and don't forget to follow up. Keep calling these people again and reminding them that you know, instead of just dropping them, say, well, I had an appointment, and nothing came of it.
When the other party calls, call them up and thank them because they referred them to you.
Yeah, I don't even have. They wouldn't take any of my information. I don't even have a way of contacting them. I'll ask the person that they send to me.
You're right.
So that I can send them a thank you. Oh, that is so amazing. Oh, you've
okay.
lifted my heart. You have lifted
yeah.
my heart. Because I
okay.
walked in the door thinking, I really love the industry. I love being a part of it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there are a lot of people in the business world that are counting on me, too. And I'm counting on mm-hmm. myself. And, you know how it
right.
goes.
Right, right. You can do it. You just keep going.
I love your story, though. I love your story of talking to the hairdresser and then you got five referrals.
Right. And
that's
you need to talk to everybody you do business with. So they know what you do and they can refer you.
Yes. No, you're so right. I try to stay on my toes about that. You know, carry my cards around and just let folks. But you remind me of this person I just talked to, a couple of people I talked to recently that are in big, major companies, and they've known mm-hmm. me a long time. And they said, they both said the same thing at different times. They said, I didn't know you were doing that now. And I said, oh, yeah, that's what I do. So I'm trying to
wrap my brain. The person who writes your name on a piece of paper or in their tablet is the most likely person that's going to send you business. Did
okay.
you know that?
No.
Of course. When you're talking to somebody and they say, well, give me your number, and they write it on something, that's the
yeah.
person that's going to send you business.
Okay.
Let's see if we've missed anyone. Hang on just a sec. Hello?
Hi, this is Susan.
Okay, so we got you.
Yes.
Did you have anything else you wanted to ask? Because your question is still up there.
You think? Okay. Well, my daughter and I end up moving from where we're living now. Or if she gets
is that
even
a
more
question?
Days.
Are you asking if you're going to move?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good. Do you think that she'll ever wind up getting full custody?
What?
Full custody.
Do you think my daughter
child?
Will end up getting full custody of the baby?
Not for quite a while.
Okay.
It'll be a year.
I didn't know if he was just going to
okay.
give up after a while because she's getting more days. Because he likes to be in control of everything. And
right.
now he's going to feel like he's losing that control.
Well, you know, within a year she'll have the baby and have full custody.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And losing his control may be the way it happens.
Yeah. has something to do with the problem.
Okay.
Good enough. Well, that must be why I got back to you. So, we needed that one more thing. Okay. So thanks a lot for hanging in there with us.
Oh yeah, my pleasure. Thank you. Enjoying
your
show.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. So, Ada Marie, do you have any final thought that you to say before we close?
I would like to say that if people are really interested in changing things, they can call me, and my number is 520-896-9510, and I live in Tucson, Arizona. And maybe that will help them be able to get the number down and call and get some help.
And also your website, did you give them your website?
AdaMarie@thegoldenoracle.com. And I have a guest house, so when people book a retreat, a three-day retreat, I have room if they're handicapped. I have a two-bedroom guest house, which is able to handle the caretaker for those people. And many of them come here in a wheelchair and walk out the door to go home. So that is a plus. Many of them really, really benefit. And so that's a plus, but it's up to them. They have to make a decision, and then hopefully I have room to squeeze them in during the month or at least within 2 months or three. So that's a good thing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, any one last message before we sign off?
Well, the message is I'm hoping that I have been able to help everybody just even a little bit, because these things are really important to them, and I send healings after the show to every single person. So I work at that for about an hour and send healing to them. And they can call anytime they want to. They can call between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. because I have to have time to sleep.
Pacific Daylight Time?
It's Arizona time, and I think it is Pacific time.
Yeah, I think it is. And because Arizona doesn't go on daylight savings time, I guess.
No, it doesn't. It stays on straight time.
Good enough.
Yeah.
So, we want to thank all of you and wish you a very beautiful, beautiful weekend and a life, and that we're looking forward to hearing from you next week.
Yes, we'll be here on Saturday, and that's a good time because people able to make time on Saturday when they can't during the week. So we do a Wednesday show and a Saturday show. Okay?
Very good. And so we wish you all love and light.
And God bless you all. As a white light surrounds you, know that you have perfect protection from God. So wrap yourself in white light. Okay? Bye-bye.
Bye.